Hi, I'm Baby Zionov. Today we're going to be talking about my new album, Henrietta.
Back in 2020, you released And You Are the Bitch. What's it like looking back on that release, and do you think your style as a musician and producer has changed since then?
That release feels like a million years ago now, even though it's kind of only been 2 years. I think my style as a musician hasn't changed that much, but I think I've expanded on the kind of the world and the concepts of it. I think And You Are the Bitch was sort of when I was first finding my voice as a producer and figuring out what I'm trying to say and what I'm trying to do. But that album was made in a month at the beginning of the pandemic, whereas this one took about 2 years. Some of the songs took 3. So hopefully the difference in time spent shows. Like, I think style is pretty similar, but the ideas get a little more time to breathe. I was taking it very seriously at the time and kind of having a pretty shit time of it. And the pandemic was a good opportunity to be like, oh, well, nothing matters, you know, it's the apocalypse, that's what it felt like at the time. So I was like, let me just make something for fun and see how it goes. And I ended up, I think, finding a workflow and a style that worked really well for me. And then I was able to kind of take the time to apply it to the album.
It seems like the album covers a wide range of styles, from boppy hits to ambient style melodies and lots of guest features. When you first started working on this release, what did you want it to look like? And looking back on it now, is it what you expected?
I think I always wanted it to be pretty diverse. Partly I didn't feel like I had much of a choice in it, because I kind of get really bored doing something like repeating myself too often. So I end up overcompensating and basically working in a completely different genre or idiom every time I make another song. But I've always been really into these albums that kind of present, rather than a genre, they kind of present a sound world that can be, or a point of view that can be really diverse. So I was trying to go for that. Yeah, I've ended up having a lot of fun making the record. Partly it was, I think in the pre-pandemic, I was trying to kind of make, like, I don't know about making hits, but I was trying to make something that had some commercial viability. And I think after And You Are the Bitch, I stopped caring. And I've went into that since. And so I've gotten to make Henrietta less about how well I think it would play on the radio, or how well I think it would, appeal to like a Spotify playlist or whatever, and more just like, what do I want to hear, or like, what do I want to make right now even? A lot of the decisions on that album were just like very spur of the moment, like, you know, 2 hours into an Ableton session, just like, what if I threw in this, you know, what if I threw in like a drum beat from the Casio Ratman here, and then just kind of taking it wherever. So it's been really fun, and I think the results have probably been better and probably catchier than if I was trying to really rotely make something really poppy. I hope it will be a night of joy.
Let's get into the tracks now. This first one, for Judy Dunaway, Mother of Balloon Music. Could you let me know who Judy Dunaway is?
So Judy Dunaway is, in fact, the mother of balloon music. That's what she calls herself. It's what one of her albums is called.
My track for Judy Dunaway is specifically, it's a tribute to a style of experimental music she pioneered called balloon music, where basically, you know, you blow up a balloon and you rub it in circles, you rub it in strokes, you let the air out making squeaky sounds, you hold it between your thighs and use conductors to make sounds. I think it's a really liberating way to make music because balloons are so cheap and the timbral diversity of them is actually insane. The amount of different sounds you can get is genuinely, like, it rivals almost any other instrument in the world. The way that Judy Dunaway presents balloon music is a lot more naked than how I do it, in the sense of her music doesn't have beats, it doesn't have hooks, it doesn't have anything. Like, it's just pure balloon squeaks and groans for an hour, which is not most people's cup of tea, but I was trying to see if I could present it in a more accessible way.
And what was it like working with Marika on this one?
Marika was awesome. She plays the electric violin on that song, and I knew her work with Moody V, who's also on the album, doing electric violin, and I knew she has a background in improvised music. So I basically just sent her the song, and I was like, do what you think is right, and she sent me a bunch of different takes, and I think the one we used was take one, and I pretty much didn't have to do anything to it. I love that the balloon and the violin are sometimes hard to differentiate. I think that the way they're sort of in conversation is really cool, and I think it also adds a lot of intensity to the track.
We'll be right back.
It's one of the tracks on the album that was made as in pure, like, dream logic mode. Like, I barely even remember making it. I'm just basically just staring at the screen, throwing as many different ideas and sounds as I could in kind of a stream of consciousness way. And I think it's underrated how good working electronically, especially on something like Ableton, where you have a timeline that goes from left to right, you can really, you can actually really work in a sort of structureless, free associative way by just throwing in different sounds and getting a basic structure that doesn't really make any sense and then trying to make it make sense. I barely have any memory of making the song. It becomes almost meditative, unconscious thing. There are like 60 or 70 layers throughout the song, and the structure of it, where it kind of becomes calmer as it goes on, was I think really cool, and I think like kind of gives it this feeling of a night out, and then people start to leave the party and it becomes more intimate. Probably the first song that I made on the album, like this one definitely dates to 2019. It probably took the whole 3 years for me to get to a place where I was happy with it, which is weird because it's sort of sonically one of the simple and sparse track. I think because the lyrics, of course, Becoming Foxes Wrote, and the melody are so like Byzantine, it's a lot of words and lines you wouldn't really expect to hear in a pop song. So kind of getting this balance of figuring out how to take this kind of winding meditation on love and abandonment and giving it a dance beat was very delicate. It was really hard.
I just
PJ Princess, like Henrietta's Melancholy, is one of the tracks made basically in a complete fevered dream state where I just took all sorts of samples and little synth riffs that I had stuck in my head and kind of mushed them together in a way that probably didn't make any sense at the time. And Maddie Moody V, she figured it out so quickly. She came up with such a gorgeous melody, such a good hook. I think in maybe like 2 days. I think it's a real blessing to have friends and collaborators who are so talented. Whatever crazy shit you'll throw at them, they'll find a way to work with it. And I feel really, really blessed about that. Album, I think the sound is very joyful and optimistic, but I think there's a layer of melancholy under all of it, and I think that last track is where it becomes catharsis, where it kind of all bubbles up, you know, with the swelling, the string, and the tempo is much faster than everything else. I don't know, I just, I could not picture that track as as anywhere other than the ending. I think it's like the credit sequence. Chansey played violin on this track. The strings in the background playing the chord are not her, that's a sample. But she did the main violin. The melody that she came up with ended up kind of having almost like a 30s traditional pop vibe to it, if that makes sense. Like a Tin Pan Alley kind of feel to it, which I was really happy with because I love that kind of music. And I don't know, it's just very beautiful.